And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 13th of January, 2016. It's the birthday of Laurie Moore, born in Glens Falls, New York, 1957, author of short story collections Like Life, Birds of America. Skipped a grade in school when she was growing up, and the difference in age made her feel small and shy. She said, "I felt so completely thin that I was afraid to walk over grates. I thought it would fall down and disappear." Started writing in college, published her first story in 17 magazine, and then discovered that her mother and father had wanted to be writers as well. Her father had kept up in the attic stories that he'd once sent off to the New Yorker, and her mother admitted that she'd given up journalism for nursing. Laurie Moore, in grad school, had to decide whether she wanted to write or devote herself to the piano. She said, "I was completely unaccomplished musically, but I was having ecstatic experiences in the practice room. So I had to choose." She chose writing, came out with her first book of short stories when she was 26 years old. Her first book, entitled Self-Help, stories written in the style of how-to manuals, including How to Be a Writer, which begins, "First, try to be something, anything else, a movie star astronaut, a movie star missionary, a movie star kindergarten teacher, president of the world. Fail miserably. It is best if you fail at an early age, say 14. Her most recent book, a collection of stories called Bark. It came out in 2014. And it's the birthday of the novelist Jay McInerney, born in Hartford, 1955. Father was a sales executive. Family moved around the world. The boy went to 18 different elementary schools, wound up in New York City, lived the high life, fashion parties and dance clubs, and then wrote about it in his first novel, Bright Lights, Big City. Came out in 1983. In order to write about it, he had to leave New York City and move to Syracuse. Jay McInerney's most recent book is The Juice, Venus Veritas, a collection of essays about wine. Here's a poem for today by David Ray entitled Poe's Anvil. At the drive-in theater, where they sell junk on Sundays, we saw a man and his wife standing by a pickup truck trying to sell his anvil. It sat up in the truck's bed. It was black, heavy, and elegant, like a mammoth's tusk, and his name was written on it, like a signature in iron that once ran like ink. His name was Poe. I talked with him, and he recalled briefly days when his anvil stood outside a shed, a workshop, like a harbor set in a sea of green tomato fields, and inside he had a coal fire and a bellows, and he watched the tractor replace mules and the car replace wagons. He tired of horseshoes, wagon wheels and plows, of hitches, harrows and lugs, of axles, crankcases and flywheels. And he sat somewhat amused and dying, his wife told us, presiding over the sale of his own monument, which he wanted someone to go on hammering on. And in the midday city sun, the theater's white screen was blank, like a faded quilt or Moby Dick's stretched skin. Poe's Anvil. Poem by David Ray from Music of Time, selected in New Poems, published by the Backwater Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices. Subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by Lumosity.com, brain training developed by scientists to challenge memory and problem-solving through online games. Lumosity.com. Engineered by Noah Smith and produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.